Log Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening, folks? Welcome to this special edition of Patriot Nation Radio simulcast with the United States of America.us. We're going to rock this out. Pastor Flan has a great message he wants to give to the people, and we're simulcasting this show coast to coast and border to border with Man's War on God by Pastor Flan. Pastor Flan, are you there, sir?
I am here, my brother.
All right, it's all you, sir. God bless.
All right, I got to turn my my major lights on so that folks can see me a little clearer.
And I'm going to mute my microphone so that that you're just broadcasting out to our listeners.
All right. So I want to welcome, thank you, Patriot Nation Radio, Park Hall, for being here. My brothers and sisters, this is Pastor Sylvester Bland of the United States of America, and this is
Excuse me, Pastor. Excuse me, sir. I don't know if you can hear me, but we have dead air at this time on Patriot Nation Radio Network. Well, folks, I can't tell. I don't know if I'm coming over the air on the United States of America.us. Pastor, I don't know if you can hear me. There seems to be some sort of technical difficulties happening at this time. Maybe send me some sort of message to let me know if I'm on the air, if you can hear me, or if I'm talking over you. Maybe a Facebook Messenger message or a text to my cell phone. I think we're not going live. His live feed on Facebook seems to have ended. And there's still 7 minutes left in the broadcast, folks. I was very sorry that we had such long dead air. It happens sometimes with this new technology, social media, and trying to integrate shows together and do new things to try and bring broader messages to the people. But basically what is being said here in this segment by our good friend Pastor Sylvester Bland, the Democratic Party has simply declared war on Christianity and those who believe in the good Lord Jesus Christ. It's become evident. They're leaving a trail of dead bodies behind them, and they are covering every inch of their behinds that they can to stay out of the slammer. It's like they're in that trash compactor in Star Wars, and the walls are closing in, and the room's getting smaller and smaller, and they're running out of places to hide. Guess what? Can't hide forever. So folks, understand that there is a war on God in this country. There's a war on women in this country. There's a war on minorities in this country. And you more than likely want to realign yourselves and understand that the Democratic Party is extremely evil. And I do believe they are being influenced by Satan himself, the Antichrist, the whole crew, you know, there's something strange going on there. There's, you know, some of these people look like they're God-fearing American patriots at one point in their lives. So they believed in the 4th of July and the Founding Fathers, and most of them probably got into politics because they believed in all these things. And because money, power, and influence wrap their greedy little fingers around their throats, give them a shake, they fall by the wayside. So we got to pray for our country. We got to pray for our leaders. We got to pray for those who would do us harm. Love thy enemies. And through compassion and peace, maybe we can make it. But if the tree of liberty must be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants, then so be it. Put on the full armor of God, folks. Full armor of God. It's very important stuff. Very, very important stuff, that full armor of God. Some of you may have heard these, you know, the scripture. It goes along with the full armor of God. We're going to read it here in just a second, because I am scrolling. And here it is from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 15. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand firm then, with the buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes for the gospel of peace through Jesus Christ. Amen, folks. Put on the full armor of God and prepare yourselves. Because we're in dark times and we're watching scripture unfold before our very eyes. And folks, just pray, and prayer works. Peace. Pray for love. Pray for harmony. Pray for each other. Pray for all races. Because all lives matter. If that makes me a racist to believe that all lives matter, then I wear that. Because all lives matter. And I'm going to play this, folks. This is Mark Smith, Christ Messiah.
When I get to stop and rest on this hot and sandy trail, walking through this desert, occasionally I fail. In a fight of desperation on this road of life, I know that there's only one true way to beat the strife. With rolling tears at times, I think I'll never make it through. Then I stop and realize to give it all to you, raising up my shield of faith in front of me to fight. With your Holy Spirit, you guide me through the night. Now I call you Christ Messiah. I call you King of Kings. Risen from the grave with the keys to set this sinner free. People see me in the vineyard serving in your name. Notice how I've changed, my life is not the same. Often they will ask of the change come over me. I tell them how Jesus set this sinner free. And I call you Christ Messiah. And I call you King. King of Kings, for you have risen from the grave with the keys to set this sinner free. You've risen from the grave with the keys to set the sinner free.
Christ Messiah by Mark E. Smith. Folks, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in today for this special message and this special episode. Due to technical difficulties, there were some problems. We had some dead air, but we got through. We got the main message across that there is a war on Christianity being waged by the Democratic Party and many politicians and people across the leadership roles of our nation. What has the Democratic Party done for anybody? Except to hold us back, try to divide us, try to separate this nation and overwhelm it with mass immigration, mass illegal immigration, Syrian and other refugees across the globe. Because we bombed the crap out of their cities and now they have nowhere to go, so we facilitated this Syrian refugee crisis in our own rights. And now it's spreading across this globe in terroristic ways. Up to you folks, make a stand. Stand with God, stand with Christ, stand with America, stand with our founding fathers and our Constitution and those who would defend it and those who mean to stick up their oath to this Constitution of the United States of America. Bless each and every one of them, first responders and Coast Guard and naval people and military guys and police officers across this country. Put their ass on the line for you, excuse my language, every day, so that you can sit around here and usurp the very Constitution they're dying for. If you support the Democratic Party, you might want to rethink who you support. In Jesus' name, I pray this country comes through it. God bless you all. Tune in tomorrow night, Constitution 101 on Patriot Nation Radio. With me, your host, Mark Hoffman, and my counterpart co-host of Constitutional Truth, Charlotte Sine. Until we speak again, good night and God bless.